Okay, so we are up to when the ruach was coming, and it was posing a big sakana to the boat. Which what we said is, it means that the boat is the guf, and the ruach is the midas hadin, and the midas hadin is coming and trying to take away the guf. So the neshama is sleeping, and vayeirah adam, he went down, and vayeirah adam, okay. Vayikra Elav Rav HaChoyvel. So who's the Rav HaChoyvel? Who Roish HaManhigim. For who Alev. So now the Lev gets involved. Vayomer Eloi, and he says to Yoina, Malach HaNerdam. So he brings here from the Zohar, that means the Leis Idan, who, meaning the Yoina is the Neshama. So it's telling the Neshama right now is not the time to Malach HaNerdam, to let. We said the tardema is a type of sleep which separates the guf from the neshama, like it says by verse Ben Vasari that Avraham Avinu was nafla to alav tardema. Tardema is an oifen where there's basically very little chibur between the neshama and the guf. So when it says that Yoina went down to the bottom of the sfina vayeradam, means he was being ready to be separated from the guf. So the midas hadin came and that's it. The neshama is being ready. So the Rav HaChoyvel comes, who's the captain, so he's the Rosh, and he tells the Neshama, no, kum kra elele kecha. Every person in the boat has to cry to their Elikim. The Elikim of the stomach is yeah, is the, whichever meat board he's eating that night. And the lakim for the sh whatever everyone else. So what's the lakim of the neshama? It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu because he comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he says here. Elakecha el neshama oimer kum shemimenu chutzavt and as elakecha ula yis ashe se lakim v'lanu v'loy noved. So bekitzer, what he's saying is, Dr. Goyen, the tikkunim of the guf. At some point, the tikkunim of the guf can't help. The only way that person can help is the tikkunim of the neshama. So it's up to the neshama to figure out the problem. So that's what he says now. Vayomru. So the rest of the people on the Sfina. So in the Moshul, the Sfina is the Guf, and then Yoina is the Neshama. So what's the other people on the go on the Neshama? What's the other people on the boat? And the Rav HaChoyvel is the Lev. So what in the Moshul, what's the Ishal Re'ehu over here? She says, Hakoichos v'ha'evarim. Lanu. So we have to figure out where's the problem coming from. That's because there's a havamina that maybe the problem is coming from this chesaron in the in certain evarim. So when a person gets a choili, so like the Nitziv writes that in the tshuva, he says, why do I go to doctors? I thought Maisa ain't like the Ramban writes, ain't makom l'roif and beveis oved. So like why? So he says, really, you're supposed to do tshuva. But when you have a pain, you don't know where it's coming from. So you got to go to the doctor so you can diagnose that this pain is a stomach pain. This pain is really not a stomach pain. It's really a lung pain. You have to know what the pain is. Once you know what the pain is, now you could leave the, you don't, now you could go do tshuva on that aver. But you got to go to the doctor to determine which aver is causing the problem. So they're fighting over to figure out, let's do a girl to figure out what's the pagam coming from. So in other words, the neshama itself wasn't doing what it's supposed to. So if they're going here, so it means if a person has the right koyach in the neshama, then he can misak in the whole guf.
So what was that? What did he call?
This is the thing. Maybe, really, there's a pagam that I'm lazy. Really, so you think maybe it's the raglayim, maybe it's the this. She says, no. Everything boils down to the neshama. The neshama can misak in all of those problems. Person is, and the neshama means the connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person feels it. So you're lacking the connection. The neshama is not toing off on the guf. So it's the neshama's problem. The person, after all this time, separated the neshama from the guf. So the guf is not getting the hashpah of the neshama. And the neshama can be mashpia and masakin every single pagam in the guf. Ish oven, shehan neshama, shenikra ish. Ish oven, when the neshama is no good, hoylech akshais peh, kuritz be'enav. So then it becomes problems with the peh and problems with the einayim. It's all when the neshama is not good. V'chein amar ba'avois leiv toiv. In other words, that he asked Birchem Zaka, asked his Talmidim, Suru Ezi Derech Yishar Shiyavar Boi Adam, and this one said a million, everyone said five different things, and then at the end, who said it, I remember, said Lev Tov, and he said, yeah, go with Lev Tov, because Bechlal Lev Tov is all the other ones. Why? Shehu Mishkan and Neshama, the Neshama is in the Lev, so it means to say is that the Kerech of the Lev, of the Neshama, is to Misak and everything else. So Memela, the bottom line is, so the Sa'ara comes, and the Sa'ara is coming to take away the Neshama from the Guf, and the Guf is really, that's what he said, the Guf is really more nervous than the Neshama. The Neshama goes to sleep. The Guf gets nervous, because the Neshama knows he can come back in another Gilgul, he can misakin the problem, not so nervous. But the Guf, once the Neshama leaves the Guf is just going to wait till Tchias Mesim, it's going to be near Kav and done. So there can be a goof left. So the goof is more nervous than the neshama. So the maisa, they have to wait around until the Rav HaChoyvel comes and tells the neshama, buddy, this is your opportunity. You got to do tshuva now. Now, the next pasuk is a little difficult in terms of how it fits in with the mashal. So we'll read the goyin and we'll try to figure it out. But he says like this, V'yomru Elof, Hagida na lanu, ba'asher l'mi hara azos lanu. So the girl fell on Yoina. So they knew that he has the answers, right? So they asked Yoina, what's l'mi hara azos? Why is this bad thing happening? Ma malach tacha? Who? What do you do? Me'ayin tavoy? Where you come from? Ma artacha? This. From what nation are you? So who's asking the neshama this question? What's the questions here? The Goyin says, "Mi ye anish imcha, eze eiver ve'eze koyach." So now the people on the boat, which symbolizes the koyach of the person they've armed, they realize that really the problem is not with them, the problem is with the neshama. But now there's a problem with the neshama, the gzeira, the ruach that's coming, what's that going to affect? Which koyach? How's that going to kill the person? It's going to be over here, over there. How? Where's the dinan? Ma malachtecha, ma umnus nasan lecha Hashem, kishesholach oischa lanu. So ma malachtecha is like this. The function of a boat is purely, I mean, nowadays people go on a boat, a cruise, they want to be on the boat. But there are chal, historically, until the concept of cruise was chal on the planet, the concept of a boat was just to get you out of the water, not into the water. The point of a boat is to get you from, you're there for a purpose, right? Then on Yerde Anios, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yerde Anios, Heimanamik Yechidim Damu. Famous Gemara, the Gemara says that Kam Biyachid Kam Tzibur, that Dirsh Hashem B'Motzai is Biyachid. And b'chol kareinu love is b'tzibur. So the Gemara asks Akasha from this pasuk Yerde Anios that they ask to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it wasn't nigzar din. So the Gemara says, why do I have to ask? Because it's not nigzar din. Chardir tzibur. So the Gemara says, Hani nami ki yechidim damu. The people on a boat are also like yechidim. So Mechonon explains because a tzibur means that we're all here for the same purpose. The definition of a boat is that everyone's just going on the same, it's like a bus. Everyone's going to the same place but nothing to do with the other person with them. They happen to all need the same ride. So the boat, by definition, was on the boat. Tachlis was in the boat. Tachlis was to get you somewhere. So ma malachtecha means, why are you here? Why are you on the boat? Why are you here? Why are you? So Dr. Goyin, this goes back to the first pasuk that Yoina, which is the neshama, was given a specific tafkid by Kodesh Baruch Hu to enter this world. So the first question is: so the leave asks the neshama, let's recalibrate. Why are you here? What was the tafkid of you coming into this boat. So that's the Teich Mamalachtacha. Okay? Mamalachtacha Tiyoina means why you're on the boat. What do you have to be here for? What's the time? So he says, Ma umnes nothing l'chashem k'shashach oischalonu. What's the shlichus that you're here for? Umeayin tavoy. So in the mashal, in the nimshal, which one? In the mashal, the ma'ayin tavoy means, so where'd you get on the boat from? It says, Me'ezim mokum chutzavta shall pain sarach la'asa is ma'isim shi'achziru l'sharashay lo'y me'iske elam azeklala. So apparently, depending on which chelik of the kisya covered the neshama is chutzav from, it has a different tachlis, a different mission. It has to be brought back to that place. So ma'ayin tavoy, I guess, means we have to get, why do they care where he's coming from? Because what do you have to get back to? So the neshama, depending on where it was chutzav from, has a different tafkid. So we want to know ma'ayin bo, u'ma aretzcha, me'eza aretz yatzah salakan, koshkasa bezoya, la'avdu l'shomra, b'mitzvah esiv lo zesei, im eretz ha'chaim, shimisham yatzasa l'sham yashuv. I'm not sure what he means here. So somehow, it's not just that the neshama is a mechuber with the kisya kavod, but it's also mechuber to a specific place in the aretz also. So meza haaretz is tzasa lakan, eretz achaim. I'm not sure what this means, but there's a bechina where the neshama it comes from, kisya kavod. And there's a chelik where the neshama comes from, not the chelik in the arts as well. So shekol yomav lehalach b'derech Yisrael. The neshama was not doing what the neshama was supposed to be doing. The guf could not recognize what type of neshama are you. What's your association? You're into what? Ruchni eska. When you were here in the guf, all you were pushing me to do was run after more gold, more silver. That's what he says before. Tarshish is the place where all the gold and silver of the world comes from. So when Yoina was going to Tarshish, I mean, the Neshama was following the lead to go to all the gold and silver. So because the idea is because the Neshama can get distracted when it comes to this world to run after gold and silver, meaning it doesn't run after Taivas. Taivas is a kufnistika, low Taiva. But it runs after Kavod. Kavod is already a refined taiva, so it's a neshama dika taiva. So meiza am ato, you don't resemble anybody. That's what they're asking him. He didn't resemble a yid, obviously. So in the neshama, you don't resemble what you were supposed to be, because you're just running after, you know. and the Goyin says that this is similar to. This is Zohar says his Nisram is in the pasuk of Lech Lecha. This is also Hashem telling the Neshama, Lech Lecha me'artam chamaratcham lantzechos. These three things is the chibur to the Neshama, me'artzecha mulalatcha is the chibur to the kisya kavod, me'artzecha is the chibur in the guf, mibeis avicha is the am is the shay. Now, right. So that was the taina that the Rav Achoivel and the other people, the other koyches in the guf, were having on the neshama. Like, who are you? What are you? Where are you? Like you didn't do your tafkid. So all these years you're sitting here, you're not doing your tafkid. Now it's time's over. What's going to be? Fine. So stop here.
What?